Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. An armed robbery home invasion was reported in Cannon Falls Township on Tuesday. According to a press release from the Goodhue County Sheriff's Office, two suspects rang the bell at a residence on 90th Avenue Way in Cannon Falls Township around 8 a.m. The suspects forced themselves into the residence, one of them holding the homeowners, a husband and wife, at gunpoint, while the other went through the house. The suspects were reportedly in the home over 30 minutes. They tied up the homeowners before leaving with guns and cash. The suspects are described as two black men in their 20s. Their complete descriptions are on KYMNradio.net. If you believe you saw anything or have any information, you're asked to call the Goodhue County Sheriff's Department. The fifth piece of artwork from the Young Sculptors Project at the Northfield High School was installed yesterday morning outside the Northfield Library on Division Street. Art teacher Karna Hauk was the grant writer and manager. Professional artists work with about 14 kids outside of school to create something unique. The students spend a lot of time conceptualizing their ideas. Three groups build on an idea. A panel of experts then help them work through which model they want. This year's creation is called Waist Deep.
The sculpture itself is obviously figural, so you see a person coming out of the ground. It is really powerful and all made out of pieces of sheet metal.
She added the theme is centered on awareness of mental health issues for youth.
And so this sculpture is really about the need for help, but it's also about the opportunity to help.
Hauk called it a hopeful sculpture. The other sculptures are in a garden at the school. Hauk applied for and received a $10,000 grant from CMAC for the project. There will be a presentation tomorrow evening from 6 to 6:45 in front of the sculpture with the artists. The public is invited to attend. Filing for government offices opened yesterday. In Northfield, Greg Colby and Clarice Grabow filed for counselor at large, and Jessica Peterson-White filed for Ward 4, a seat she's held for 8 years. Todd Lippert of Northfield received the DFL endorsement for Minnesota House District 20B at their convention last night in Montgomery. Lippert will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20. Josh Gehr of Montgomery will run on the Republican ticket. He was in studio last week. Jane Hagerty has filed for re-election to the Dakota County Soil and Water Conservation District Board. KYMN will continue to update candidate filings. And Rice County law enforcement were busy this past weekend with DUI stops. In three separate incidents, three people were charged with third-degree DUI. Two of them were charged with two counts each. The other was also underage. Breath tests were all at least twice the legal limit. All three have their first court date June 4th. Currently, there's a seatbelt enforcement wave. Click it or ticket runs through June 3rd. Northfield Police Sergeant Kevin Tussing reminds folks that crashing at 60 miles an hour without a seatbelt on is like falling out a 12-story window. A paint crew is refreshing the buckle-up pavement stencils at the exits from Northfield and Faribault schools today. News from around the state is next.